All right, warming up for LDF. Multiple regression works better than simple regression because a Y prime based on multiple predictors is a better estimate of Y than a Y prime based on a single predictor. Right? That's why we put you through all of the anguish for the last several weeks. Well, here comes more. Similarly, classification based on multiple predictors will do better than classification based on a single predictor. But how do we incorporate multiple predictors into a classification? Like multiple regression, multiple variables are given a weight and a constant is added. We're still going to have predictors, and those predictors can be any of the kinds that you know. They can be quantitative, they can be binary coded different ways, they can be multiple categories coded different ways, they can be nonlinear terms, they can be interactions. Anything you can put into a regression, you can put into an LDF. Everything's going to have a weight, there's going to be a constant, but the thing that we end up with is called a linear discriminant function score. What the hell's that mean? Function means that it's constructed from other variables. Remember, instead of calling it y, we had to call it f of x in algebra? Function of x, same kind of function. It's a composite. Linear, because we have linear transformations and linear combinations. And it's called a discriminant because the weights are chosen so that the resulting LDF has the maximum possible F test between the groups. The bigger the F, the more separation, the less overlap, the better the classification. So a big F means better classification. So a linear discriminant function. So how does all this work? We start with a grouping variable and a set of quantitative or binary predictors. What would be DVs if we were doing ANOVAs? We use an algorithm much like multiple regression, the bivariate relationship of predictor to the grouping variable, and the collinearities among the predictors are taken into account, and we get the weights for an LDF model. Remember, this LDF will have the largest possible F value between the groups. In other words, it will produce the greatest possible separation. A cutoff value for the LDF is chosen to maximize correct classification. To use the model, a person's values on the variables are put into the formula, their LDF score is computed, and that LDF score is compared to the cutoff, and they're assigned to one group or to the other. Okay? For example, if we wanted to give an entry exam, who's going to get into graduate school? Okay? And we want to test you on your history of psychology and current psychological theory and stats. What we would probably do is give three tests, add those together, take that score, and see how well you did about some cutoff. Make sense? That was an informal LDF. We picked some variables, we ended up with a composite score, and we looked to see what cutoff correctly assigns people to groups. The only difference is we just added them together. We assumed that they all had the same weight. Here, we plug them into a formula that is going to get us weights that give us the best possible classification. It's the same thing. Remember when we were first doing regression and we put in GRE verbal, GRE quantitative, and GRE analytic, and the regression weights for the three were very different? And so that model will work better than if we just added them up into a total score and predicted from that. Optimal weightings outperform unit weightings. Same thing here. That's why we don't just add them up. We give them over to a formula that gives an optimal weightings for a maximally effective classification.
But when we did that, didn't we also come up with cutoff levels?
Cutoff levels. Yes.
Which
looks like just exactly the same damn thing. And it is. In fact, if I run, say I got a two-group thing, and I run that as two groups in an LDF, versus I run that as the weighted variable or the coded variable 1, 2 as the criterion variable in a multiple regression, I could show you the formula to translate from the regression weights to the LDF weights. When there's only two groups, they are essentially the same statistical model. All that we did before is we just did it in two pieces. Let's predict. And then we're going to use that prediction to classify. Here, you never see the LDF score. What pops out is the classification. But for two groups, it's the same process. You got it. Appreciate M&Ms. LDF questions, and you will notice they're very parallel to multiple regression, because the idea is to carry around the largest possible set of research hypothesis tests. ANOVA, can groups be discriminated using the quantitative variable? Does one quantitative variable work better than another to discriminate groups? That's the same thing as correlated correlations. Does a quantitative variable better discriminate groups for one population than for another? That's Fisher's z-test. Can groups be discriminating using a combination of variables, a single LDF? We can have different LDF models that are nested and want to see if the full model does better than the reduced model. We can have non-nested models and see which one does better. We can compare whole models across populations, or we can compare whole models across classification rules. All of the multiple regression things reappear as LDF things. Now, it pretty much comes down to this one. That's why it's in orange. This is the one we're going to focus on. This is the one that we do most often. I actually do a lot of the last two, where we ask if the classification process works the same for people in different protected classes. So does the regression model work equally well for whites, Hispanics, African Americans, and whatever groups we're working with, depending upon the job and the location? I ask that question, and I piss off clients all the time. Because this notion that everybody performs the same and everybody's performance is predicted the same are both stupid. And if you really want to be, I hate to use this word applied to business, but righteous, you got to know what your model's doing and make sure that your model's doing what it's supposed to do, not just what it's supposed to do on average or with the dominant group. Same thing with this. If three different people bring me three different classification rules, depending upon what the classification rule is, the way that I model that may be very different. If somebody says, you know what, I want to hire managers based on how well they convey my instructions to their supervisory staff, and they let me know who did well and who did poorly. Somebody else says, you know, what I'm interested in is who generates profit, and these people generated enough profit and these didn't. Might you imagine that discriminant function models for those two criterion variables aren't the same? Okay? So what's going to be the criterion? And one of the things that you do a lot of times, you take the two classification rules and put them into a chi-square and show that, look, there's really no relationship between who carries your orders downstream and who generates your profit. So which one do you want me to build? Okay? So different people and trying to do different things might not all have the same model. Of course, when you say it that way, it sounds pretty sensible. So you end up doing a lot of more sophisticated things, and the kind of more sophisticated things that you do with regression. All right, go take yourself about 15 minutes, come on back, and we'll take a look at two-group LDF. Two-group LDF is fairly simple. There's only really one sort of surprise that you have to pay attention to, but it's a very gentle introduction to the model in general.